This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
Hey, Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. We're broadcasting live from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We jump around the country a good bit. This is our home base here today. I'm with Ronna Gray. Ronna, good morning and Happy New Year to you.
Good morning, Jim. We're finally thawing out down here. Not the rest of the country.
We're right on the hinge because we're about midday, although some stations carry us at various times of the day. Leo Honeycutt, noted author who's always got something interesting to say with his Starbucks tea. Leo, good to see you this morning.
No, that's the full. This is the full deal. That's Starbucks coffee. Oh, so I'll be going for 48 hours now.
With all of that hype, I'm glad to have you guys here as we get off to the new year. And we've got a lot of shout-outs we're going to give throughout the show because we picked up some new stations around the country. We're excited about 2018. We're glad you're with us. This is a special time of year, by the way. Yesterday was the last day of the Christmas season, the Epiphany, the 12 days surrounding Christmas, and now we go into the build-up towards Mardi Gras. And by the way, the Epiphany is not such a big deal here in the U.S., but part of the acknowledgement of the Epiphany being a Christmas season, if you will, is that people all over the world rebaptize themselves by jumping into ice-cold waters. They do that throughout a lot of Europe. They do that in South America, where they will go in and baptize themselves again in the freezing waters as an acknowledgement of the baptism by John the Baptist.
And then they pray they don't get pneumonia.
That's right.
And I hope they have the defibrillators on standby.
It's a time of year, though. This has been, and I make that clear, if you're a Catholic, and we're a big Catholic state down here, the Epiphany is a single day. It was yesterday, Saturday. But the Epiphany season, quite frankly, to many go from January the 6th all the way through Ash Wednesday, which is the day after Mardi Gras, which is another big season for us down here. And I don't know how. I guess they get pretty excited about Mardi Gras up in Fairbanks, Alaska, don't you think, Leo?
I'm sure. They have to do something to warm up.
Parades might be indoors.
They're getting their king cakes and getting their parades already, and things are jumping up in Fairbanks. But if you folks don't know about the Mardi Gras, see, you've heard about Mardi Gras, and you know that we have this year on February the 16th, I believe, is Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday.
13th, maybe not.
Is it 13th?
Yeah, then we'll look it up.
Well, I'll go with 14th then. That way we'll have our trifecta here.
Well, anyway, we start the season, and if you've never been down to South Louisiana, particularly New Orleans, they have parades virtually every night for the next 3 or 4 weeks. There were 3 parades yesterday in New Orleans, 3 different parades in New Orleans yesterday. It's the 13th, that's right, for the 13th of March. And there'll be parades going right up until Ash Wednesday, or really Fat Tuesday, they call it. And then from that point on, you get into Ash Wednesday and you get into the Lenten season, if you will. So in any event, it's a special
time. And Lent carries us through to Easter.
The what?
And Lent carries us through to Easter.
Right on to Easter, right. But carnival season is going now, 12th night, all the religious flow that takes place. And so it's an interesting time of year for all of us here. And I hope we'll talk about that throughout the rest of the country as you folks get to know some of the crazy things that happen down here. Now, this is big. Leo, I bet you didn't know that. This today and yesterday, this weekend.
What is this, Stump Leo Day? What is this?
National Spaghetti Weekend. This is National Spaghetti Week, and I know you love
your
pasta.
You are kidding me.
That's right. I'm celebrating.
How could I have missed that?
Well, I'm celebrating my big pasta spaghetti dinner.
That's amore.
Spaghetti was invented in China and Marco Polo bought it to Italy, bought it to Venice.
So that's
back about 1300, 1400. Italians eat, what is a kilogram compared to, let's get our
Look that up there, researcher.
Right.
Well, because it's important because Italians eat 26 kilograms of pasta a year. In the U.S., in the United States, we eat 8. So the Italians are almost 4 times more pasta they eat in that country than we do here. A lot of pasta is going on right now.
1 kilogram is a little over 2 pounds.
Okay, so that means 53 pounds, 54 pounds of pasta if you're an Italian. If you're in the U.S.
Imagine filling up your back seat.
That's right, about 20 pounds of pasta. Well, there's still a lot of pasta in the U.S. I love pasta. And you know what I've learned? And I cook a little bit. For those of you who don't know about my distinguished culinary skills, you can go to our website at RadioCommonSense.com and see the Jim Brown World Famous Squirrel and Other Country Recipes cookbook.
Yes, right. That's been out for 40 years?
Oh, at least 40. But I like to eat pasta, and because of kind of watching my diet, I eat whole wheat pasta. But it doesn't have much of a flavor to it. And I came across a chef in New York when I was up visiting some grandkids up there. He said, well, there's an art to cooking pasta. You just don't cook the pasta and the sauce and put them over there. You cook whatever flavors you're going to put on the pasta. Let's assume it's shrimp or meatballs, whatever you're going to do.
Or garlic.
When you cook that down, you want to take those juices and pour it into the pasta and then cook in those juices the pasta for maybe another 7 or 8 minutes. In other words, let it soak. Let the pasta soak up those flavors, which very few restaurants do down in our part of the country, and it makes all the difference in the world.
But Semolina's used to do it, and Glory and Gladys used to own that.
That's
Semolina's.
Right.
They did do that.
My wife had an Italian restaurant called Semolina, and the pasta had that flavor. You just can't cook the pasta, steam the pasta,
right,
and then throw it over in with your sauces. You've got to take the juice from the sauces after you cook down the sauces, put it in the pasta, let it soak, let it simmer for a while. Good tip. You didn't know that, did you?
No, I did not.
Otherwise, whole wheat pasta is really just sort of a vessel for the sauce, to get the sauce in your mouth.
It's not
you can add a little flavor to it that
way. Well, that's why you've got to go ahead and spice it up a little bit.
Right.
And cut back on the sodium. Lord knows. Let's cut back on the sodium.
And sugar. We learned from one of our guests before the holiday.
Okay, all right, now you're stepping on toes.
Right.
The other thing I want to tell you what's special this weekend, that this is a celebration of kilt makers who get together this weekend in Scotland to celebrate the wearing of the kilt. And I got it. So what? Why do those Scottish folks today, even in all formal ceremonies, still wear kilts? And so I read up a little bit about it. Origin of the kilt went back to 1500. The weather got so cold over there that someone came up with the idea that you could actually, they were carrying a blanket. It got so cold. And then someone said, well, instead of having just a square blanket, make it more long rectangle where you could wrap it around your waist, then throw it over your shoulder. You could use it to protect yourself from the rain. You could use it to protect yourself as a blanket for the cold. The kilt became an all-purpose fabric, if you will, to protect you. Yeah, where today it's more ceremonial, it's much thinner, not nearly as long like that now today, just ceremonial. But there was a very practical purpose for Scots wearing kilts to keep
warm. And all this time I thought that they were just wearing the tablecloth.
Well, you learned.
I don't know who decided it was not a good idea to wear pants.
Well,
especially in a cold climate.
Let's look for him in the history books.
Well, you know, they wear those high socks, the high socks to keep the legs warm, wear the kilt, and they can throw that kilt around them, around their head for the rain, around their shoulders for the cold. Kind of interesting, though, I think. And I'm about 85% Scottish, so I took my 23andMe DNA test.
Oh, you did that.
Yeah, I did that. It shows that I'm primarily Scottish, English, and so I kind of keep an eye on the very Scottish trends going on down there.
Well, you got a lot of Scottish stand-up comedians, too, and of course their line is always, you're kilting me!
And I like Jim's kilt he's wearing today, don't you,
Leo? I know,
you,
that's
Leo?
Very nice. Are you wearing, what's underneath, well, we won't go there.
Okay. Well, listen, we're sure glad you're listening to us today, wherever you're listening all over the country, whether it's up in the cold, write a check and see if we're going to come back. Let's talk about how cold it is up in Fairbanks, Alaska. It's got to be pretty cold up there right now.
Yeah, they're having a heat wave. I think it's 1 degree above zero.
Well, that's pretty, compared to the rest of the country, Boston and some of these others, that's not too bad. We want to see exactly what the weather is. Our website, radiocommonsense.com. You can see all the guests we have scheduled for the show today. I'm here with Leo Honeycutt, Rhonda Gray. Got a lot of fun things to talk about today, some interesting guests, so stay with us. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Rhonda Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we're here with Rhonda Gray and Leo Honeycutt. Glad you're joining us on the first week of the new year as we try to project 2018. You know, one thing, a lot of us listen to us on Sunday morning, and some folks are on their way to church, they're coming home from church, and some can't get out. And religion continues to play a forceful changing role. I want to just throw out something you guys thought that was interesting. I read over a book called The Great Shift. Encountering God in Biblical Times. James Krugel is the author of it. And he made the point that it's pretty interesting, I think. It's a challenge. He said, back in the Bible, throughout most of the Bible, the Old Testament and into the New Testament, it was revelation. It was God revealing His will, God telling His people, the chosen people, what they should be doing to live the righteous life, getting revelations. Where now, he says, we've kind of given way from revelation to prayer. God's not talking to us too much anymore. We're praying to Him for hope and advice and forgiveness. But you rarely hear about someone who's hearing from God. Is God just taking a break? Is God on vacation, Leo, do you think? And I'm not being facetious. I'm just saying that if you look at the whole premise of the Old and New Testament, it was the book of Revelations. It was revelations from on high. And maybe I'm missing the point, and I don't mean to be negative in terms of those who believe in the good Lord, but God is apparently taking a little bit of a hiatus. We don't have enough people saying that they hear from God. Years and years ago, lots of people heard from God, or maybe they felt like they were hearing from God.
Well, nowadays, if you say that you're hearing from God, people think you're nuts.
Exactly right.
And 50 years ago, there was that great headline in the New York Times that said, God is dead, on the same premise what you just said. Because they said, we're not hearing from God anymore, so therefore He must be dead. Well, of course, there was a backlash of people saying, well, I hear from Him every day. Well, if you hear from Him every day and it really improves your life, then why wouldn't you continue with that? Why wouldn't you try to say, we're really, our life is a spirit life. We grow spiritually much more than we grow physically, because physically we're dying. So why wouldn't you grow spiritually?
Well, a cheerful thought on this.
We're usually a little lighter than this. I just found it interesting. And
let's see, politics and religion. Now, what else are we not supposed to talk about?
Well, and maybe it's the times in terms of communication, to where if you were, you know, so much of early writings came from very rural times, rather rural areas. There was a huge lack of communication. If you wanted to get some thought or comment to an adjoining village 100 miles away, it took weeks, you know, to get it there. Someone had to be going over there. So you didn't have the internet. You didn't have newspapers and radio and TV, the full of communication. And or maybe it's more a personal thing. People, as you say, Leo, maybe they don't want to admit that they talk to the good Lord or they hear from Him. But even I don't hear preachers in their sermons giving incidents of people hearing from God. And it's interesting. I don't have an answer. I just don't know. But it seems like rather than getting revelation, and I'm sure a lot of people disagree with us on this. Oh, no, I have God has spoken to me in a number of ways. Or maybe he or she, whoever God is, communication is something that I don't comprehend. There is communication going on that I don't fully comprehend.
You do hear preachers and ministers and priests say they were called to minister to people by God. I mean, they do talk about that. That's usually their calling to start that. But then I think the decline in a lot of organized religions, and that so many churches now are trying to do outreach and go to where people are instead of trying to get big congregations together, although you have certainly some mega churches that are still drawing thousands mm-hmm. in, but they're doing it in a much different way.
Which might be construed as to be more of a social environment. You know, a lot of people just show up on Sunday because it's out of habit. And look, I'm speaking about myself here. I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but I have noticed that in my life that there have been times when I'm only going to church because it's a habit and not because I'm really looking to get something out of it. And that's not the reason to go. I just think that in an affluent society, and we're students of history, so you study back across through the civilizations and you realize what was good for them and what was bad for them. And in an affluent society, you become more, quote-unquote, sophisticated. The more sophisticated you become, the more you tend to discount a belief system where if you don't see it, you don't believe it. And I think that's kind of where we are in America right now.
I think the message was more meaningful in past times, to where you did make the special effort to come, and it was a big effort. You know, if you had a long way to go often to get to church,
yep.
And it was a way. If we were a more rural society all over the world, as a consequence, you didn't see a lot of people throughout the week, so you came as a social experience, gaining experience. Traditionally, you stay for supper on the grounds or lunch on the grounds. Everybody bring a pot lunch, and going to church was an all-day affair in many, many parts of America and the world. And so you anticipate and going, and you prayed and look forward to your Sunday mornings. Where now, Leo, I think you're making a point that often it's kind of a habit to where, it's Sunday. It's getting close to 9 o'clock. I better run down to church service and.
Well, and now there are people who are looking to fill that void. I mean, I've seen soccer practice with thousands of kids on Sunday mornings. Sundays. Mm-hmm. Whereas before, it used to be when we were growing up, even the Walmart didn't open on Sunday. Now,
car
everything.
Dealers, no, nothing was on Sunday when I was.
Well, I think car dealers are still closed. I'm not sure why that is. You can go down and you can look at a car, but you can't buy one on Sunday, at least here in Louisiana. But by and large, everything's open. Everything's open on Sunday just like it always, just like any other time of the week. And I can remember when whole towns would shut down on Sunday, where all you were left to do was to go to your grandmother's house, eat a big Sunday dinner, commiserate with your family and see each other and go visit and go see people in hospitals. And now you don't have time to do that.
I think that is depends on where you are still. There are some places. I grew up in Mississippi, and when I visit up there, don't go looking for a restaurant on Sunday.
Really?
Because nothing is open. The Walmart's open. But there are a lot of
but it's
businesses.
Hard to eat there.
There are a lot of businesses that still do not open on Sunday. And you saw with Thanksgiving and things like that, kind of a move backwards. Now, that's not Sunday, but a holiday that a lot of stores decided we're not going to be opening all day like we were. We're going to encourage people to spend time with their family.
And I admire Chick-fil-A. I mean, we talked about this last couple of Sundays ago about how Chick-fil-A opened up on a Sunday, which was very different. They opened up because Atlanta Airport got shut down, had that power outage. So they all called in their forces and started making food and taking it to the airport so that they could eat.
Well, for whatever reason, there is a different interpretation of communication. And again, we're not a religious show. I just thought that was interesting when I...
Well, with all the floods and fires and threats of war, it sure would be a good time to hear from him.
Very much so. Very much
yes,
so.
It would be nice.
A little time of encouragement from the good Lord. We'll talk some more about this. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Our website's radiocommonsense.com. Here with Leo Honeycutt and Ronna Gray. We've got some great guests coming up. We're going to come back and talk about opioids and some of the changes on the radio show.
Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personal. Endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at thehandycity.com. That's thehandycity.com. I'll say it again, thehandycity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps roulet. Let the good times roll. Yai!
Message and data rates may apply. Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
Thank you.
No. Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, I'm here with Ron and Gray and Leo Honeycutt. Guys, I'd like to talk about opioids. This huge opioid crisis is happening in America today. Almost 60,000 people have died with overdose. Deaths have surged that much, increased like 15-20% a year. Obviously, it's a major crisis. And I saw where my alma mater, University of North Carolina, has pinpointed a new drug that will give you the narcotic pain relief but doesn't give you the deadly side effects. I don't know if it's available yet or not, but would be a huge breakthrough with so many opioid deaths going on. Want to get an expert to give us a little background on that, Dr. John Dybin. He's with Origins Recovery Centers, one of the leading addiction treatment facilities in the country, and I wanted to get his thoughts on this. You can find out all about Dr. Dybin at originsrecovery.com. Hey, Dr. John, how you doing today? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Doing great here.
Good, good. And you're down in Disneyland. You told me you were down in Disneyland. You're playing hooky this weekend, right?
100%. I'm currently standing in a field in the Disney World campground, about to go to Epcot.
Well, glad you took a few minutes.
I'm doing great.
Glad you took a few minutes just to step aside and give us some important information. Tell me what you know about what has happened at University of North Carolina in developing maybe an opioid that is not addictive. Is that something that is right around the corner for us? Can that have a real bearing in terms of the huge opioid addiction problem we have in this country today?
Well, that's a complicated question. The first thing to say is that if UNC is your alma mater and you care about the disease of addiction, you got a good alma mater, because UNC is well known for really looking at addiction as a disease, for holding scientific conferences and doing good research. This is not something that's currently on the market, and it's impossible to tell really how long and how far out it is. But it's a really important step in that they're recognizing that addiction, I mean, think about it. Statistically, if you're an American citizen, the most likely way you are going to die, if you're going to die of some accidental death, is by addiction, is by overdose. Mm-hmm. You're more likely to die by overdose than by all, you take all the airplane crashes and the plane crashes and the car crashes and you put them together, and still more people die of opioids. So the scientists there are saying, look, we've got a real problem, that there are needs for pain relief for people to have, but the solution is becoming worse than the original problem. And so what they're doing is they're trying to isolate very specific receptors so that the opioid will have the pain relieving quality, but like you said, it won't have all of those other problems. The good news is that we've got serious scientists really tackling the disease of addiction in this problem in a serious way. Unfortunately, it is a ways off, and unfortunately, it won't stop the whole problem of addiction. But what it will do is it will help decrease the number of new people who become addicted by medicine.
Now, your recovery center, Origins Recovery Center, as you say, this is not going to happen overnight. In the meantime, if you've got a family member that has a real problem with opioids, that they're hooked and you try to get them off, what are the programs available? Tell us, let's use Origins as an example. I mean, you come in, is it a 24-hour type program, or will you come in and evaluate the patient? How do you determine what kind of recovery efforts to suggest to a family who has a family member with such a problem?
Always starts with, you know, assessment is always an ongoing part of the treatment of any disease. So whether it's diabetes or cancer or addiction, you're constantly assessing. So if someone came in and they had a chronic medical condition, the first thing that would happen is the medical professionals would do an assessment, and they would say, what does this person really need? Because the needs are different for everybody. With opioid addiction, the only way to get a good assessment is to get you off the opioid. And as part of that, that becomes a medical thing where you need to be in 24/7 under medical care. So we actually bring people in to residential treatment, and they're getting, you know, we slowly take them off the opiates, because what happens is if you don't do that, they go into terrible withdrawals and it's very uncomfortable, and they almost always will go back to the opioids. So you start with a process of residential medically managed detoxification, and then you move into, you know, what the person needs. For most people, what we see that's really important is at least 50 to 80, 90 days of residential treatment, especially if this has been long-term, because you have to not only get off the physical drugs, but you also have to rewire and reprogram the brain. One of the things that we also do is we recognize a lot of people who get addicted to opioids start out because they have legitimate chronic pain, and they're using them to try to help. Well, opioids help chronic pain for a very short time, but then they make pain worse. So not only do you have to come off the drug, you also have to learn how to change and reprogram your brain to live without it. But also, if you have chronic pain, you also need to learn how to live with that, how to do different things that can help you deal with that. So it's a very complicated process, and almost always what we see is that it requires a residential treatment program.
Now, that's expensive. That's it expensive is. When you're talking about, you know, you're talking about 69, that's 2 to 3 months. Does insurance cover any of that? Does Medicare cover any of that? It's awfully expensive, I'm saying, for some people, they just can't afford it.
You're absolutely right, and that's one of the problems that we have in our nation. Hospital-level care is insanely expensive, and for many people, it's not accessible. So the vast majority of people with Origins, for example, are some combination of insurance. Insurance does cover a lot of it. But what's interesting is that Medicare and Medicaid, those things, they don't, and there's not a lot of funding for addiction treatment. What we've been doing is we've been spending, you know, millions upon millions upon millions into the billions on incarcerating nonviolent, non-trafficking drug offenders, but we haven't treated them. I think if we could take some of that and funnel that money into creating good, not just warehousing people, but good, high quality treatment programs, hospital level treatment programs, that we would see this problem begin to curb like we've never seen it curb before.
Well, we sure hope so. And now, Origins Recovery Center, are you based out of Dallas? Where are you based out of Dr. Diamond?
So the main, we're based actually out of West Palm Beach, Florida, which is where I am, but we also have treatment programs on South Padre Island, Texas.
I see. Good. I knew you had several locations there. So if some of our listeners want more information about your program, then they can go to your website, originsrecovery.com. Is that correct?
That's absolutely right.
Hey, Doctor, this is Leo Honeycutt. I just wanted to ask you your opinion about the fact that all the states are beginning to legalize marijuana, and I see that there's become this quite big controversy about whether the feds are going to shut them down, and then, of course, there's arguments on both sides. But sometimes this bothers me a little bit in that putting it out there that we're going to legalize marijuana, do you think that will lead to anything else? Will it tell younger people it's legitimized and just have at it?
Well, sure it will. I mean, I think just based on the face of it, it's just logically that's the message they're going to get. But I don't think that we're going to have an epidemic of young people who would not have used suddenly using. You know, the reality is that the legalization-illegalization issue from a scientist's perspective is a bit of a red herring because it has nothing to do with health or with the safety of the drug. It just is about politics. What I'd like for people to do, and I think is critical when it comes to this, is base your information, base your decisions about marijuana on the science of the drug. Understand what it is. Understand that it's not some baby drug.
Hey, Dr. John, I got to cut you off because we've got to take a mandatory break. It's recoverycenters.com. It's on our website. Doc, have a great time down in Florida. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you. You have a great day.
Common Sense. Right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Gray and Leo Honeycutt, the Common Sense Show. Welcome. We're kicking off 2018. Glad you're here. Glad you're part of our show. Here's a feel-good story. We've talked about some negative things so far today, a gang. In Honolulu, Hawaii, two Hawaii men who grew up as best friends. They were best friends their whole lives. They found out after 60 years of being friends, they're really brothers.
I saw that.
It was through adoption.
Such an emotional announcement to their families.
Very best friends, spent all their time together, and they used the same website to find answers about his family. But they learned they had the same birth mother and different fathers, the same birth mother, so the half brothers. What a wonderful story to think. Here's your very best friend, turns out to be your brother. So good news out of a hospital.
Well, that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I know.
You know, if you find out that your brother is actually your best friend, that's the best of all worlds.
Your best friend is actually your brother.
That's all right.
And then not so good a story. Here's out in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. There's a musician. He's out on the street, plays his guitar, you know, playing for little donations, and he wants to use that money to go into one of the local clubs. He's arrested, strip searched, thrown in jail for singing without a license. You folks out in Oklahoma City don't have much tolerance for street musicians. If you come down to our way, you go down to New Orleans, on every corner there's a street musician there.
Or New York. Or Los Angeles.
That's right. You find that. So,
Jim, I'm just glad he didn't spit on the sidewalk. You know, some of those cities have those old laws
that
if you spit on the sidewalk, you go to jail.
And the guy was hired by the Oklahoma City Arts Council out there.
Oh.
And he'd make up songs about on the spot about pedestrians as they walk by.
Well, that might have been it right there. Well, here comes the cops.
But I just think that how outrageous. You got to have a license if you want to sit down and kind of strum your guitar for locals. Like I say, seriously, today in the city of New Orleans, there will be 300 musicians on the streets, primarily in the French Quarter, playing the violin. Some bring a piano out there out of their truck and put the piano out there in Jackson Square and play the piano. I mean,
but they bear striking resemblance to Liberace.
Well, I love those street musicians. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. What is our federal money doing? Paying for settlements for sexual harassment or sexual abuse, $342,000 in taxpayer money was paid out by for House of Representative members. Our elected officials, I guess it's because, you know, if you're working for the government, I guess I can understand if you're a department head and then you're harassed, you say, well, the city shouldn't have allowed that person to be there. But if you're a member of Congress, Leo, should your tax dollars go to pay a sexual harassment claim by a congressman in his office in Washington, D.C.? Do you agree with that?
Well, if it goes to court and if the evidence proves it and a jury says yes, but as far as anybody just throwing out an allegation, and I'm not disparaging.
But why should our tax dollars pay? Who pays?
Well,
the congressman. First of all, you're a congressman. You're not broke. And so some of these awards are 50, 60.
Okay, the simple answer is no. I don't think we should pay. Look, but we pay a bunch of stuff we shouldn't pay. That's what happens when a country is $20 trillion in the hole.
But to Jim's point, I think if there is a trial and it is determined, I don't think that the federal government should cover an elected official's transgressions there. It seems that should be a personal liability that he or she would have to pay.
But lawyers will always go back and say, where did it happen? Well, it happened at the Sam Rayburn building, or it happened somewhere on campus here in Washington, D.C. And so invariably, it's the landowner, whoever owns the building, winds up getting drawn into the lawsuit.
Well, the first priority should go against the congressman or
yes.
the person involved. That should be maybe as a backup, but I just... I don't want to get into that. What I'm about to say is probably going to strike people. You know, we're going to see all kinds of problems. And
move back, Ronna. Move back.
Somebody pats their secretary on the rear end. That's wrong. It shouldn't take place, and the person ought to be fired. But you give the gal $50,000 because you just patted on the rear end? I mean, is there...
If she wants to sue him and
make that case in court. But again, I go to the taxpayers. Here in Louisiana, a big story in the paper 2 days ago about all these payouts, state legislators. I think that the lady got $75,000 or $100,000, and the work environment wasn't proper. Well, the work environment should be proper, and that person should be removed. But should we as taxpayers have to fund the work environment?
No, we shouldn't.
Work environment, sue the guy involved and go get another job. But I don't want to pay for the fact that someone said something that kind of upsets you. I mean, now that's a big difference from that and actual, not just harassment, but actually someone, that's
assaulting people.
That's right, yeah. Stalker or, you know, whether it's rape involved, something like that. But I'm just talking about all the claims I've seen here in Congress and across the way, in many instances, are innuendos and things were said verbally, or someone touched you somewhere. I just hit Ron on the arm. Ron, please don't sue me. Please don't sue me.
You know, good lawyers.
There's got to be a balance there. There's got to be a balance.
Jim.
Balance.
Well, but Jim, the thing is that if a person gets patted on the butt by whoever else and they don't want it, then they can turn right around and pat them on the cheek. And I don't mean lightly.
Kick them in the groin or slap them in the face.
But now here's what happens. If that's your boss, then you don't get your raises, and I bet you're not going to be invited to the Christmas party or get a Christmas bonus.
And you might get fired.
And if you get kids at home, you think twice before any kind of retaliation.
And I understand that. That makes it a more complicated scenario.
And that's usually the scenario.
Well,
it's hard to... Some of these people get $15,000 and some of these people get $150,000. And you just kind of wonder, I'm with Jim, you just kind of wonder How's the government deciding with taxpayers' dollars to put the cost on these different actions by elected officials? I'm in total agreement. They ran for the office and...
Well, then hold them personally responsible. We should not be brought into that, but invariably that's where the deep pocket is, which is what the attorney looks at.
No, but the state and the federal government is just paying this out. It's not a judgment that they're paying.
They're settlements.
What?
They're all
settlements. They're settling out of court.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there's been no lawsuits filed in many of these cases. A complaint was made. Oh, well, gosh, there's a complaint here, and we'll write you a check.
Well, there were lawsuits filed for Bill O'Reilly, and Bill O'Reilly and the other guy. Well, Bill O'Reilly alone paid.
That's not federal funds. That's my tax dollars, and they should be held accountable. I'm just saying when tax dollars are involved, as Ron has
pointed out,
all over the map. There's
right.
When you have settlements that are paid out for $33 million on a couple of different lawsuits against Bill O'Reilly, that number is going to peg every personal injury attorney in the country.
$33 million, gee. Is that what the total was?
Yeah, before he resigned.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying, it was basically hush money to try to keep everybody shut up.
Right, to keep lawsuits from being filed.
Right.
Because in this environment, these accusations coming forward, there's been such an undercurrent of tension building up. They're ending careers.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking at, we're going to have to lose this show off of this network, you know, what price do we pay to keep that quiet?
Well, the
payments
have been going on for years, and they just come to light, I guess, because of the atmosphere and the surroundings we are today. But some of these payments are going back to 2010.
Now, Jim, I noticed in the state story, in the state of Louisiana story, as you read the various settlements, most of the people who had sexually harassed lost their job. You know, this person was paid and this person was fired as a process. That's what we don't have, the accountability, because we can't fire the congressman. You know, they work for the voters. We got to wait till the next election. Well, we didn't even know these settlements were being paid, so we didn't have an opportunity to really fire them. But if it was a state person working at a prison and they were accused by someone, the state gave money, the person lost their job who did the harassing.
And well, rightly so.
And you know,
I applaud that.
When somebody like Matt Lauer goes down, then it's a systematic problem that is throughout society.
Well, we're seeing that more and more with not just Matt Lauer, but Charlie Rose and just so many other people in the news media. And, you're going to have a hard time getting the Oscars this year because so many people have been kicked out of the Academy.
On the Wall of Fame.
Wow, Hollywood invented the casting couch and has had it there for 100 years. That's not going to change either.
Well, we hope that it does change. In any event, we're going to take a pause right now for the top of the hour of the news. Jim Brown with Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt in our Common Sense show. Our radio station website is radiocommonsense.com. Hey, let's get the top of the news. We're going to come back and talk about a variety of things we think you'll find interesting. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, I would recommend Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.